Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. First Selectman Doug Humes has said at Monday's Board of Selectmen's meeting in North Canaan, four people have been interviewed for the vacant resident trooper's position. He said he sat in on three of the sessions but was unavailable for the fourth. Trooper Greg Naylor has resigned and a town vote in June approved maintaining the program. While the decision is up to state police, Humes said he did emphasize the town wants someone lower on the salary scale than Naylor, who had many years of service. Humes said he believes the decision will be made within the next couple of weeks. The American Mural Project in Winsted has announced a $35,000 grant from the Aetna Foundation. It'll help support the planning and further development of the education programs and online curriculum. The state of Connecticut provided $1 million in matching funds for renovations on the first of two mill buildings on Whiting Street. Construction began in April and is expected to be complete by late spring 2018, followed by the installation of the 120-foot-long, 48-foot-high mural, the largest indoor collaborative artwork in the world. In Great Barrington, in a story from the BerkshireEdge.com, the 100 Bridge Street affordable housing development, one step closer to becoming a reality after the developer received final approval from Massachusetts for a plan to clean up the property. The project did receive a setback when the administration of Charlie Baker did not include it in its list of immediate funding priorities. They had asked for $12 million in federal and state low-income housing credits and $3.3 million in additional soft debt from multiple state sources. If the CDC had received funding this month, construction on the affordable housing units could have started in the spring of 2018. If funding is received next year, then the spring of 2019. The build-out is expected to take between 12 and 15 months from start to finish. Well, for those who travel the Tappan Zee Bridge, the Hudson River crossing north of New York City, it's about to get a major upgrade with the August 25th partial opening of the $3.9 billion replacement for the Tappan Zee Bridge. It's a big project. The bridge is 3.1 miles long. It currently handles more than 140,000 cars and trucks on a day from New York to long-haul truckers, bypassing New York City and perennial bottlenecks at the George Washington Bridge. One span to replace it would have been a big job, but they're building two. One carries traffic west into Rockland and northbound Thruway. The other traffic east into Westchester and southbound Thruway. The northbound span will open to traffic late on August 25th. Well, a community eclipse party at the Red Hook Library will be held for safe viewing, free of charge. It'll be held from 12 until 3 today. The Movie House in Millerton has an interesting facilitated audience discussion session coming up this week around an Inconvenient Free sequel, which opened at the Movie House on Friday. Climate Talks, both the HVA and Scenic Hudson are participating in. Post-screening audience discussions facilitated by local experts after select screenings. The first screening will be tonight at 4:20, led by climate change historian, author, and documentary filmmaker Jeremy Breacher. Then coming up on Wednesday at 4:20, led by Tim Abbott, the Regional Land Conservation Director with Housatonic Valley Association and Director of the Litchfield Hills Greenprint Collaborative. And then this coming Thursday at 7:20, led by Steve Rosenberg, Senior Vice President of Scenic Hudson, Executive Director of Scenic Hudson Land Trust, and Nava Tabak, Acting Director of Science, Climate, and Stewardship, Scenic Hudson. More information, moviehouse.net. In Sharon, a regular meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals will be held tonight at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting at 6:30. The Town of Salisbury construction of the municipal building and use of a transfer station on the agenda. Now coming up tomorrow, the Sharon Board of Selectmen has a special meeting at 2 o'clock at Town Hall. They'll talk about 27 Millerton Road, 67 Main Street boiler replacement proposals, Keeler Road Bridge, and a community update. The summer concert series continues at Gear Village, which is being held on the lawn of the Skilled Nursing and Rehab Center. This is the final concert of the series. Coming up on the 23rd, the Time Rider Band. Hot dogs available, no alcohol. You can bring your own food if you would like. The Sharon Conservation Commission has a special meeting at the Sharon Town Hall on August 23rd. Regional trail maps, historic mill site on Smith Road, trail clearing and marking, and planning and zoning, September meeting on Bog Meadow Road. The Richmond West Stockbridge Artists Guild August-September Fine Arts Show will run from August 24th to September 3rd at the West Stockbridge 1854 Town Hall at 9 Main Street, featuring painting, sculpture, photography, pottery, and other works by local artists. It'll be open for 2 weekends, Thursdays through Sundays. More information, rwsag.org. The Sunset Music Series continues again on Thursday night in North Canaan. Live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise at the Canaan VFW, featuring the music of 5 Day Night. Back to school potluck at Toby, the Beltel Elementary PTO, Friday at 5:30. Burgers and dogs. You can bring whatever else you'd like to share. Come relax, catch up, enjoy some time together on the last weekend of summer vacation. The annual back-to-school family clothing giveaway will take place at the All Saints of America Orthodox Christian Church on Saturday, August 26th in Salisbury. Clothes will be available for free between 9 and noon. The church is located at 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury. More information at 860-364-1070. On Saturday from 10 till 4, Blue Rider Stables Iconic Fun Day, Bigger and Better Than Ever. Musical guest Barry Coral will bring their infectious kid-friendly pop tunes to the fun day this year. There'll be wonderful kids' games, pony rides and hay rides, delicious food, and their renowned silent auction. It's free, and it all happens at French Park in North Egremont. More information online at BlueRider.org. Berkshire Bash presents a live summer music festival, Hot Summer Swing, on Saturday on the grounds of Butternut from 3 until 8 p.m. A live lineup of music featuring national and local performers, Squirrel Nut Zippers, Lucky Five, Blue Light Trio, and more. On Saturday at 7 p.m., the Simons Rock Council for Equity and Inclusion and Sloan present 7, a documentary play at the Daniel Arts Center at Bard College at Simons Rock. It's free with suggested donation of $10 to benefit the Pittsfield Elizabeth Freeman Center for Survivors of Violence and Domestic Abuse. More information on this and other events, 413-528-7400. The Auxiliary of the Wasaic Fire Company will sponsor its Sunday breakfast and bake sale August 27th from 8 to 11 at the firehouse. Pancakes, French toast, eggs any style, bacon, sausage, hash browns, toast, juice and coffee, $8. Seniors, $7. Children, 9 and younger, $5. The Sandusfield Arts Center presents Lorraine German, author of Soil and Shoal in the Berkshires, the untold story of Sandusfield's Jewish farm colony, on Sunday at 11 a.m. It's free and open to the public. The book won't be out till the fall of 2018, but will be available for pre-order at the event. More information, SandusfieldArtsCenter.org. Stockbridge Emergency Services invites you to their open house on Sunday, 11 till 3 at the Central Station, 1 East Street. Fire trucks and police vehicles will be on display. There'll be hot dogs and hamburgers. And August 27th in Sheffield, Food, Farming, and Our Future, a benefit for the Berkshire Grown, featuring brunch by the Old Inn on the Green and Southfield Store, followed by a conversation with Dan Barber of Blue Hill, New York, and New York Times columnist Paul Krugman from 11 till 1. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 76.22 on Friday. It opens up the week at 21,674.51. The NASDAQ opens up the week at 6216.53, and the S&P 500 opens the week at 2425.55. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.